It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time, kicking things off with The Bachelor last night. Peter met Hannah Ann's father, and he admitted, hey, I am planning to tell her I'm falling in love.
I'm actually hoping to tell her this tonight, is that I am falling in love with her.
Well, that's a pretty big, I wasn't expecting that, for you to say that.
Oh, he was not expected. I mean, come on.
Your daughter's on The Bachelor. Yeah. What do you expect?
Exactly. Also, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it, Madison reveals that she is saving herself for marriage, but has not told Peter yet. Then Peter basically chooses his final three, which are Hannah Ann, Madison, and Victoria. Poor Kelsey sent packing. She is donezo. So, okay.
Bye.
This is gonna be interesting. So, this was awful. Daytona 500 went down, and Ryan Newman has been hospitalized after a fiery crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500. Here's some audio.
Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow.
Crash into the wall, into the air goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth. And comes to rest, scoring unofficial between Hamlin and Blaney.
You could feel the awkwardness because we're waiting to see. I mean, that's what happens in those races. Newman car, like his car flipped several times in the air, eventually catching fire, spinning into the infield, crossing the line on its roof. No other drivers were injured during the crash. Denny Hamlin ended up winning the race. Newman credited with fourth place, but he remains in the hospital. We'll keep you posted.
It's
just
horrific insane
to watch. It was just that last turn crash
on the upside down. He's just, and all the sparks are flying. It looks like it's catching on fire. The crews there are amazing. And that same thing like in Indy for the Indy 500. For, I know it's not NASCAR, but for actual IndyCar racing, the men and women that are out there helping people if there is an accident, they're the best in the world. And I think that made a big difference. And hopefully, he'll be okay.
I'll never forget Scott Dixon's crash, the Indy 500. And I'm watching because I know his beautiful wife and his kiddos. And I was like, and it looked, but he was fine. Like, he walked away unscathed for that. So, of course, thoughts and prayers to Ryan Newman and all of his family. Moving on here to Justin Bieber. He is crediting none other than Ariana Grande for helping him get back out there on stage.
I think, again, I was, like, dealing with a lot of fear. Just was afraid of, like, at that point, just even the process. What am I going to talk about again? And, you know, is it going to be received? You know, I'm starting to compare with other artists.
So he does really get transparent and raw during his documentary that he had a hard time with confidence, fear, putting out this next album, which is exquisite. He killed it with this. But he says Ariana really brought him on stage at Coachella last year, helped him get out there. He really missed that feeling. He also just talks about being fed up with the paparazzi, saying that he had like a mental breakdown after he was just spotted crying in public. And he just says, look, these days I'm a lot more emotional and I just like don't hold my emotions in.
I'm glad that he got rid of that thing on his face. I'm so glad he buzzed that mustache off.
The mustache?
Off. God, yeah, I saw it over the weekend. I'm like, thank you, Justin Bieber.
The stash is
thank
gone.
You. It looked bad.
Well, sad news for ladies. J.J. Watt is officially off the market. The NFL superstar, defensive end for the Texans, has gotten married to his beautiful soccer player woman, Clea, Saturday night in front of family and friends in the Bahamas. He is just such a quality dude. He had her name embroidered. It was so sweet on the back of his collar. And there's a viral video of him getting down with his cute petite grandma at the wedding reception. He is just, I just want to be like his friend. He just seems like the most quality dude.
Definitely. He's a dude goals for sure.
Yes. So congrats to JJ Watt and his beautiful new wife.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
I hate to admit my wife Lindsay was right, but I think she is. I put up on my Facebook page over the weekend, how many swimsuits should I take on vacation, like if I'm a dude? Because I thought there was an obvious answer to this, but I think I'm the only person that thinks this is an acceptable number. Like, I feel like you're going to judge me.
I feel like you would just, dudes are like one.
Maybe. We'll delve into my swim trunks next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.